Bear with me a second, I'm just getting this done.
I could just get a few sort of levels from you.
Okay.
What did you have breakfast this morning?
English breakfast, beans, yeah, potatoes.
That's lovely, that's fine.
On the ferry.
Really nice.
Very good.
Okay, so we got to bed to sleep with all the music in the background, so
quite
and then it was very badly cooked bacon and eggs this morning.
Okay.
Lovely, no, that's perfect, great. Okay. I'm backstage at the Latitude Festival with a very talented composer, described as one of the most pioneering and original artists of his generation, Jan Tiersen. Jan, welcome to a sunny Southwold. Is this your first visit to Suffolk?
Yeah, actually it is, yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to say it's an honour to meet you. I learnt to play the beautiful piece Compte in d'une autre été l'après-midi on the piano last year, which of course featured in the film Amelie. You wrote the score to that, so tell me, when you're approached to compose a piece for a film score example, where do you start? Do you have a rough idea that you build upon, or do you start from scratch?
To be honest, for Amelie it wasn't the proper soundtrack, it was just excerpt from my first album, so it was up to the director to make a compilations. So I did nothing actually except two tracks.
Many of your pieces are very emotive. What would you say influences you the most when composing?
I don't know. I believe that music is not a language, it's more a question of sounds. It's really simple, sounds put together. So it's just like, messing around and playing with sounds. It's enough as an inspiration. So for me, it's like, I like the, playing music. It's a game, actually.
Well, you're known for your extensive use of musical instruments, including a typewriter. So how did that come about?
The same. It's like, sometimes it's good if you feel it to use like unusual sounds or... I'm more recording rather than composing something. It's really physical. I mean, I just like, put the mics and try some ideas and never make demos. So sometimes if I need percussions or rhythmics and I just have a typewriter, I use it.
Okay. When did you first discover you had a musical gift?
I don't know. I always focused on music since really... young age. I don't know why, actually.
But you haven't always been drawn to classical. You went through a bit of a punk rock phase, is that right?
Oh, I just, I'd studied piano and violin when I was really young, but I just like usual teenager playing in rock bands, and it's actually what gives me the idea to make records. And so I got nothing to do with the classical world. It's more. But when I started to do my own albums, it was in the early 90s, and it was after all this, 80s scene with lots of synths and everything, which I really love and use now. But at that time, I thought it was like maybe new and maybe good to use acoustic instruments.
Variety of people, including Neil Hennett from The Divine Comedy and American singer-songwriter Shannon Wright. But is there anyone you'd like to work with in the future?
I think we will do another album with Shannon.
You've written so many wonderful pieces, but do you have a favourite that you just love to play?
New stuff, I'm always prefer the new album. I hope when it will not be the case, it will be over. So really enjoy playing the Dust Lane and the forthcoming album Skyline. So really exciting about working on the new songs.
Tell us a little bit about the new album. What can we expect?
It's like the continuity of Dust Lane, but like a... In fact, I think Dust Lane was the end and the beginning of something else, and now it's the second album. Something else.
Lovely. Well, Monuments is now available to pre-order on 7-inch vinyl. Jan Tiersen, thank you very much indeed for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of Latitude.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.